Hello everyone, welcome to episode 31 of this podcast. This is Venu Aramseti. Thank you very much for tuning in and listening to me. Today I'm going to talk about content research. How do you do your content research? If you are writing a blog or producing videos or doing podcasts regularly, you must be knowing this, how to produce unlimited resources of content. Within your niche, you want to know all the different topics that are current, that are trending, or that are going to serve the biggest problems of your target audience. So what are those topics? What are those articles? You need to know that. So what I'm going to do is, I'm going to give you a few of the tips on doing your content research. So first is your competition. Let's say if you're in a niche of social media let's say competition inspiration. If you're in a niche of like say social media and who are the big players on social media, Social Media Examiner is one of them, right? So what you can do is you can go to Google, type in site colon and then add the URL of you, the big player or your competitor, site colon socialmediaexaminer.com/blog, whatever it is. Then you'll see all the articles, all the content with falling into this URL. So they've written some article, and in their blog all the articles they have written will fall, you will be able to see them. So this is one way. You can go to any of the website or any of the competitor and you can check all their blog posts or content. Second way of doing is using Quora. You can go to Quora in your topic niche and see what are the questions people are asking, what are the biggest pains and frustrations, or these is an effective way of seeing things and knowing the pains and frustrations, and you can address them directly through your content, and that way you are directly providing value in most effective way. Alternative to Quora is Yahoo Answers, but I think Quora is lot better. Next is another way of looking is when you just Google any of the keywords. Just simply Google your niche keyword, right? Then what you see is at the bottom you see search related to your niche keywords. Those are the things that can be helpful. And then there is some in the middle, you see something called as people also ask, and there are a bunch of questions that you see. These might also be helpful. And when you go in the same search, you just give a space bar after your niche keyword, then you get a lot of suggestions. These are Google search suggestions. These can be useful too. And even you go to YouTube, you search your niche keywords, or you can do the same thing and you can find a lot of insights, you know. These are the way of researching your content. And now if you want to see what volume of people are searching your niche keyword, what volume of people are interested, then you can install Keywords Everywhere Chrome extension, free Chrome extension. It says how much volume of people per month are searching on this. Then there is a website called Answer the Public where you just input your keyword and you'll see all the different types of questions that they ask. It's called answerthepublic.com. It's one of the beautiful resource. If let's say if you're typing in social media, then and you'll get all the questions related to social media. Why social media? How you're going to use in a specific business, and all the good stuff. You need to check this out. Anyways, thank you for listening to me. Take care. Bye.